You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So that's right. First thing, I speak with Holly Dove from the Kiwi Bottle Drive about their open letter to Parliament titled, Dear Beehive, It's Time We Talked About Plastic. The Kiwi Bottle Drive are trying to get cashback bottle deposits set up around the country and are partnering with notable public institutions and action groups such as Greenpeace and the Auckland Zoo. I started off by asking Holly where the bottle drive came from and what they're really all about.
The Kiwi Bottle Drive has come from a realisation that New Zealand really needs to have mandatory product stewardship. So that means corporations and individuals taking responsibility for our waste and actually making sure that it gets recycled rather than just chucked in the bin, or even worse, chucked on the side of the road and ending up in the oceans. The Kiwi Bottle Drive has been around for a little while, and we're starting to sort of gain more traction, especially since China's stopped taking our waste, which has been coming up in the news a lot lately. And we're really realising that there's this huge need for us to actually have a system that's going to be effective in dealing with our waste, and that we need to take more responsibility for it.
I wanted to ask you about the China issue, and it has been receiving a lot of media attention. I wanted to know, have you guys noticed a sudden greater response from people wanting to get involved in your initiative, hearing about this China issue?
I haven't noticed a huge difference, because I think maybe the people that we're kind of talking to are already quite interested in looking after our oceans and having clean communities and stuff like that. But yeah, I think there has been a little bit of an increase, and I think it's only going to get bigger and bigger because, the issue's not going away.
So in the somewhat negative sense of having this new issue of having to deal with our own waste, which, saying it's a negative issue seems a bit silly because it is our own waste, but potentially heading towards the future, it could be a good thing because it might get more parties involved in New Zealand?
I think it's an amazing opportunity, actually. So, obviously it's a bit of a shame for people who want to keep polluting and for us to not take responsibility, but I think if we actually want to become a sustainable country and have a circular economy, which means that we do things like recycling rather than just chucking stuff in landfills, I think it's an incredible opportunity for us to actually step up and start to do our own recycling, but better yet, start shifting to a circular economy. So that means like innovation and redesigning bottles so that they actually, you can have, for instance, Denmark recently, when they got bottle deposit systems, started to do create new bottles that could be refillable rather than recyclable even. So it actually can drive new innovation. I think that's where we're at, is that we really need to take responsibility for our waste and go full cycle so that we're not just having a bottle that comes out as waste, but we have a bottle that comes back as a bottle.
Do you think that the classic Kiwi Swapper Crate bottle has got a future in this sort of area?
Yeah, I think it totally does. I mean, that's a great example of a system that works. And I mean, that's the thing with voluntary schemes, is that you have some companies doing that kind of thing, which is really awesome, but what we need is for all of New Zealand to be doing that, and that's why we need a mandatory bottle deposit system rather than just a voluntary one, because that's actually what we have now, is a voluntary system, but what you can see is that only very small handful of companies are doing it, and what we want is to have nationwide.
So tell us about the event tonight, Dear Beehive, It's Time We Started to Talk About Plastic. This is a letter that you guys are going to be sending to Parliament, and it's supported by a lot of groups around the country and around Auckland, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So, it's basically a really awesome opportunity for different organisations and businesses to unite across the board on plastic waste. So plastic affects everyone. It affects the environment, it affects people, it affects marine creatures, and what we really want is for lots of different organisations and businesses with different backgrounds to unite on this one issue. So it's been really amazing. We've had great responses from Auckland Council and from Auckland Zoo. We've partnered with some really cool groups like Parakore, which are helping make marae zero waste. And we've got Greenpeace and some ocean organisations. So it's sort of like, really coming together, because plastic affects so many different parts of our life, and it's a chance for us to all unite. So yeah, we're having our launch celebration tonight of our open letter, and it's being signed by heaps of different groups, and it's actually just the beginning. So we're calling out for more groups and more organisations and more businesses to get involved and sign onto this letter too. So this is an invitation for anyone that's part of a group or some kind of collective to sign up their organisation or business to this letter, and so that when we present it to Parliament later in the year, we've got a really strong voice. We can really tell the government that, yeah, we want bottle deposit systems for New Zealand.
Obviously, the goal is some definitive legislative change later in the year. And as we see this growing rhetoric around New Zealand of an anti-plastic campaign, people sort of all ages, of all generations, are getting more behind this idea. Do you think that this is reflected by our politicians, or do you think there's still a bit of a struggle to get them to take on that growing New Zealand opinion, and you guys are going to have a bit of a battle on your hands later in the year?
Well, I can tell you already that we have had a battle, and with the last government, it was kind of like battling against a giant wall, basically. So I'm pretty excited that we have a new government in, and they are much more receptive. But at the same time, yeah, we definitely need to hold them accountable. One of the cool things about bottle deposits is that that's actually written into our waste legislation already. So we don't need new legislation. We actually just need it to be enacted. So it's literally just up to the Minister for the Environment to walk into the office one day and be like, yep, let's do it.
Was that legislation produced under the previous National Government?
No, that was Labor. That was 2008, the Waste Minimisation Act. So that created a mechanism for us to have a bottle deposit scheme, but it never actually got enacted. So there's a few things like the plastic bag ban, which is also something on the cards at the moment. So there's few awesome things that are actually just waiting in the legislation to be enacted, and so that's kind of what we're pushing the government to do. And I feel positive and hopeful. You know, it's already part of Green's policy, it's part of New Zealand's First policy, and obviously we've got Eugenie Sage, which is a Green MP, holding the portfolio for waste, which is really cool. So it's like all of the signs that we're going to get it are there, but I still think we need to really demonstrate and show strong public support. So that's where the open letter comes in, and it's also where our petition comes in. So really showing the government that, yeah, there's a huge public demand for this kind of system that's going to make such a big change for all of us.
So final question, for the everyday New Zealander, the everyday Kiwi who wants to get involved, how do they find and access the open letter, and what other steps can they be taking to show support for the Kiwi Bottle Drive?
Awesome, thanks for asking. So we have, our website is www.kiwibottledrive.nz. Easiest thing, just jump on there. We've also got a Facebook page, it's the Kiwi Bottle Drive, and we will be posting different events that we're having, ways for you to get involved, and we're actually opening up for volunteers at the moment, so you can find out about that on our website too, and all the information to sign on to the open letter and also to sign our petition is all on our website. So yeah, just head over to our website and you'll find out all about it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.